The National Governors Association Health and Human Services Committee's discussion, Battling an Epidemic, State Efforts to Combat Prescription Drug Abuse, was moderated by Chair and Tennessee Republican Bill Haslam. He quickly turned to Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. The Democrat cited data that since 2000, there has been a 770% increase in opiate addiction and a 250% increase in heroin use in Vermont. But Shumlin also noted Vermont is not the only state struggling with such statistics.
The problem in Vermont is no worse than it is in the other 49 states. I think one of the differences is that we're unaccustomed to it in Vermont. And let's be candid about this. When the FDA approved OxyContin, we approved opiates in pill form. And the reason that we've seen a 750% increase since 2000, well, that's just about when the FDA approved OxyContin.
Republican Alabama Governor Robert Bentley, a dermatologist before he was elected to Congress, believes that to begin to solve the problem, efforts must start with educating those who prescribe drugs.
I hate to say this because I'm a physician, but it's a lack of attention on the part of prescribers on how you handle that patient. Do you need to give a patient 100 lower tab 10? No. There's just no one that needs that.
Governor Bentley is co-chair of the NGA's Policy Academy on Prescription Drug Abuse. The group worked with seven states to develop a strategic action plan and best practices to deal with prescription drug abuse and its toll on state resources. Academy co-chair Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, says protocols must be established to prevent over-prescribing.
There's got to be a lot more intentionality about how all our entire medical profession uses painkillers. In addition, disposal is a key. We need to ensure that it's both convenient and cost-effective. One of the statistics that I had never heard before, but the people abusing prescription drugs, 75% are taking drugs that were prescribed to somebody else.
The NGA's Prescription Drug Abuse Reduction Policy Academy provided technical assistance to seven states to develop abuse prevention action plans, which include monitoring, enforcement, judicial, disposal, and education programs. Governor Shumlin says it costs Vermont $1,138 per week to imprison an abuser, versus $123 for weekly treatment, a potential $58,000 annual savings to not lock up an individual. But Shumlin observed, changing attitudes is difficult.
We tend to think about heroin addiction and opiate addiction as maybe less sympathetic than we would to other diseases. You know, if your mom or your dad smoke cigarettes and they get cancer, we throw everything into it. Yeah, they may not have made the smartest choice, but we're with them all the way. We don't necessarily bring the same compassion and the same approach to this disease, and it is a disease. One of the things governors need to do is start talking about this. We got to do better.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, a Republican, asked for a show of hands from people in the room who have known someone who abused prescription drugs.
There's a lot of us, and it's going to take all of us working together, certainly with the great men and women in our medical profession, certainly within our law enforcement, and frankly, in our sentencing guidelines. If someone has a true substance abuse problem, Governor Shumlin, as you were talking about, getting him that crisis intervention.
The NGA will expand its work by launching this spring a second policy academy to help states mobilize effective responses on prescription drug abuse. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin and Nevada Governor Republican Brian Sandoval will co-chair the effort. Audio from the NGA panel discussion is courtesy of C-SPAN. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.